Welcome to The Trending Show, brought to you by Cobra Electronics. And now your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome, trendies, newly arrived and previously arrived, to the podcast. It is here that I comb through the thinning hairs of Google Trends until I discover those tiny flakes that trended highest, and I report back to you. First, let me give thanks to Cobra Electronics and FamousForsomes.com. They sponsor this podcast, and it wouldn't be possible to deliver it to you free of charge without them. Cobra has some sweet deals going on right now. Need a pro navigation device for someone on your holiday shopping list? The Cobra 8500 Pro HD system is $50 off. The state-of-the-art Cobra iRadar system is available right now in a bundle with an iPhone mount, and that package is $50 off. The Cobra Airwave 360. You've heard me raving about it lately on this very podcast, right? It's $20 off. Save big while the holiday deals last and get free shipping on your order of $50 or more right now over at Cobra.com. Let us pick up where episode 168 left off, trendies. On Tuesday, November 18th, Tracy Morgan trended. He is recovering from injuries suffered in a car crash back in June. In addition to breaking his nose, leg, and ribs, Morgan suffered a traumatic brain injury, the same injury befalling anyone that has watched his movie Little Man. In all seriousness, though, that movie really should be pinned on the Wayans brothers. Also serious, Tracy Morgan's pretty messed up from that accident. The two most important rules here on The Trending Show prevent me from telling you about Hayden Panettiere's baby bump. One, I do not cover stories emanating from HollywoodLife.com, a site with articles penned exclusively by teenage girls. Two, I do not cover stories with subjects that have hard-to-pronounce names, like Hayden Panettiere. On Wednesday, Miss Honduras Maria Alvarado was trending because both she and her sister were found dead in a shallow mountainside grave. If researching this show week in and week out has taught me anything, it is this. Don't go to Honduras. Adrian Peterson was trending because the National Football League ruled to suspend the Viking for the rest of the season. Peterson is accused of beating his 4-year-old son with a tree branch, causing harm to the boy's genitals, buttocks, back, and legs. Initially, the rational and well-balanced management of the Minnesota Vikings, upon seeing photographs of the boy's injuries, felt the only responsible course of action was to bench Peterson for a single football contest. When public outcry reached a fever pitch, the sage and omnipotent NFL commissioners had to step in, and upon his indictment for child abuse, have suspended Peterson for the rest of the Vikings' season. Oh, with pay. Yeah, they will continue to pay out on his multi-million-dollar contract while he sits at home and concocts new ways to discipline his kid. He is the highest-paid running back, which is a position on a footballing team, in the entire world, contracted at $96 million for 7 years of backward running and occasional ball catching. During his just-ordered off-season, Peterson will strike a 3-point stance opposite his own All Day Inc. charity organization. Last month, it was reported that he used the charity's credit card to pay for his all-night orgy with 4 women that he participated in and provided to his underaged brother. The evening resulted in rape accusations and a 31-page police report. From the same year of this incident, more than $70,000 of the charity's money is currently unaccounted for. All Day Inc., you may want to look in Peterson's pockets. Because a dude that will earn $13.7 million while sitting at home this year could very well just have that extra $70,000 in his jeans. I'd fish those pockets out before he does his laundry. Chris Hemsworth was searched up about 100,000 times because People Magazine, a print publication hanging on by its fingernails in the digital age, named him the sexiest man alive. Hemsworth is best known for portraying Thor, the Norse god of thunder, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Trending above him was Pitch Perfect 2, which means that at some point, Pitch Perfect 1 was a thing. Quick, old chum, to the Wikipedia! Pitch Perfect is a 2012 American musical comedy film directed by Jason Moore. The plot follows a college women's a cappella group, the Barden Bellas, as they compete against another a cappella group from their college to win nationals. The film is based on Mickey Rapkin's nonfiction book, Pitch Perfect, The Quest for Collegiate Acapella Glory. Rapkin, senior editor at GQ magazine, spent a season covering competitive collegiate acapella. Wait a minute. He was paid to cover collegiate acapella groups? Kids, no matter how impossibly narrow or niche your interests may be, let this be a lesson to you about finding work you can be passionate about. Don't go to Honduras. On a serious note, though, don't go to Honduras. On Thursday, November 20th, Aquanut and Olympian Michael Phelps was trending because his 41-year-old girlfriend revealed to him that she was intersex. Which must be a thing. You know, I didn't expect to be using this bit again so soon. All right, Boy Wonder, to the Wikipedia. Intersex humans are not distinctly identified as male or female. Such variation may involve genital ambiguity. Genital ambiguity? If we do the Batman to the Wikipedia thing again here, does this become like the second act of Inception where I drop down a level? Like, what's real now? Must I leave my youthful ward behind to kick me up a level when the annotations on Wikipedia don't link back to the alleged sources? In all seriousness, though, people are born with ambiguous genitalia, and altering their bodies to conform with one gender over another has got to be an impossibly difficult choice. Also, serious here, how ambiguous are we talking? Now I'm curious to know more. I just found out this even exists. Are we talking Ken doll with its clothes off ambiguous? I feel like Googling ambiguous genitalia is going to lead me to all the wrong websites and get my name on all the wrong NSA watch lists. Trending even higher on Thursday was Obama. That's the surname of our acting president, Barack. He threw his own pep rally at Del Sol High School in Nevada and was greeted with a standing ovation for getting everyone out of seventh period. President Obama wants Speaker of the House, John Boehner, to call his immigration bill to the House of Representatives floor for a vote. But his conservative opponents have decided the best ploy is to not vote on this bill and say things like this. Obama is abusing his power, said California State Rep. Kevin McCarthy. Texas Representative Michael McCaul called Obama a threat to our democracy. Caitlin Schuster, captain of the Del Sol cheer squad, said Obama has dorky ears but nice teeth. Izzy Gonzalez, a junior at Del Sol High School, wants more tater tots. He was not entirely certain who Obama was, but put the tater tot thing in the suggestion box at the end of the pep rally anyway. Show some love for our newest show sponsor and represent your favorite quartet in a simple, understated tee. FamousForesomes.com has great gifts for those hard-to-buy four types, you know, like Clayton Morris. From classic rockers like the Rolling Stones and the Talking Heads to pop culture and TV icons, they've got it covered. Head over to FamousForesomes.com right now and get your shop on. This Thursday, I'll team up with the aforementioned Clayton Morris to make another Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe. And join me this Saturday in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for the Chikara finale event, Tomorrow Never Dies. It will be live at the 2300 Arena and streaming live worldwide over at smvod.com. Then, let's meet back here in about a week for another edition of The Trending Show. But until then, adios, amigos.